Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am Celatine, your social architect.
And I'm Brian Willis. No relation to
Brian. What's good, Brian Willis?
I am chilling, my dear co-host. How are you?
I am feeling good today.
I know you are feeling good.
The ambience
today.
Is good.
I know the ambience is good. And I know why the ambience is good.
What were you doing last weekend?
Last weekend, I was at home again.
Oh, Lord.
I was working, actually.
Okay.
On R. Peel's lyric video.
Yes, man. Yeah, we saw that come out. That was quite dope.
Yeah. 1,000 and something layers of things just interacting with each other.
What, you got a grand?
That was work. No, man.
Oh, layers. Okay, I was like, yo.
Layers.
Yo. How much do those things cost, man?
If you want to get them done anywhere else, you're looking at something like a grand plus.
Yes, man.
A grand plus. That's
yeah,
I'm not saying
money.
I'm not saying that's
you've
how much
done
I
like
charge.
Three. Done like three this year. It's like 3K.
I'm not. I'm not saying that's how much that I charge. In Zimbabwe, to notar.
RTGS,
US dollars, guys.
Okay.
US dollars.
All right. The weekend. I'm sorry, I cannot see where I was, but there's some things happening. I was on a mission. But I wanted to go to check out the ladies do their all girls show. But we saw Lady K.
To be honest, I was really hyped about that show. And then I saw Lady K's complaint and I was like, ladies, why are you being so... I mean, all eyes is on you guys now, man. I mean, like... every time like FemCs are mentioned, people always like give that cold shoulder.
Yeah.
And this show was the show to like put them on the map. But then I saw another article online that actually said it was a success. So well done to all you ladies.
Yeah, H Metro really gave them a good look.
Yeah. Well done to you ladies.
Long piece. I knew like Nia was not part of that crew, which was gonna be late because she told me she's performing at night.
Okay.
Yeah, so there were some suspects which were late. But anyway, I'll try and get some names from Lady K. Because Lady K, I was like, yo, dancers are here. The band is lit. But people are being divas.
Yeah, Lady K, I don't know, okay in that regard.
So there wasn't that much happening besides that this past
weekend. Whoa, there was the...
Events-wise?
Not event-wise, but then like I think you're talking about news.
Okay, news-wise. News-wise, new albums this week. GOAT album.
The GOAT, Trey Young and Noble Styles.
Have you listened to it?
I haven't heard it yet. Okay. You know, I'll be honest with you, on Sunday and Mariachi, I don't want to download that thing for free.
Is it even available anyway for free?
It is available. It's not available for free. You have to buy it.
Okay.
But there was a listening session on Facebook, so maybe I'll listen to that because then I'm broke at the moment. It's $10.
But you usually like free things.
Antipas
album. Stunner.
I paid for that.
Wait.
I paid for Stunner's. I paid for Stunner's album.
Said Stunner will send you an EcoCash.
And I sent him the EcoCash. Stunner, send the V11 for me.
You didn't send Fako.
Courtney Antipas, free album. Courtney, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't. Yeah, he sent you. Remember, you're the one who gave me like the zip file, and then later when he came on the show, I did him actually like a.
Hey, can I just to me that the money? Because the I was living. Like, you sound just like this. Just like
this. Brian Willis.
This
guy. And then Mambo Kadzi EP, Queen of the South.
Kiki Badass.
She's got her foot on their necks.
She's
can't even
not stopping.
Breathe. They're gasping for air.
Did you check out the bonus track?
The bonus track for Control. I remember she actually loved this guy for Control. That was for Control. Just like, yeah.
But the shout bonus out to, track is no
guy?
Your
is that
place.
Guy still in Zim? Still in Zim?
He's still in Zim.
Oh,
only 10.
It's very quiet.
He's still. He actually shot a video recently.
Oh, word?
Yeah. He's got a new video.
Shout out to him. He's been very discreet. It's like he doesn't wanna. Pump his head
away.
Above water. But
anyway,
shout out the holy team.
Anyway, Vuta. Is it Vuta or Vuta?
Vuta.
Vuta magazine had their top 30 innovators of the year.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lady K. She made the list. There was a whole lot of people that made it. ASAP.
Is it Maxi J? Yeah, Maxi J.
Yeah, and then the ladies that found Unplugged.
Elena and Chiesa, I think.
Yeah. Check out the list on the Vuta.
But Brian, you're a bully. You're a big bad bully. I need
I've
to call you out.
People
need me.
Yeah.
To calm you down.
Anonzi Zander would definitely agree with you on that.
Someone was like, "What was the criteria?" And then you're like, why are you not congratulating
the
first?
Listen.
I'm like,
Listen.
Explain, Tinzu.
Muna asks Kuti, "What's the criteria?"
"What's the criteria?" Yeah.
And I'm like, "But why can't you just congratulate people?"
"Are you policing?"
"Shut up and let
me
finish."
"Why are you policing?" "Finish."
And she's like, "I congratulated them in person."
Yeah, she did. She did.
I'm like, how do you congratulate somebody in person and then question the integrity of their word in public? That's like saying, "Fuck you" on Facebook, and then I call you and say, "I'm sorry, I was joking."
You know what? I did that internally where I'm like, "But who are these people?" Then I like open their page and I like scroll down. But maybe she didn't want to do that. She's like, "But what criteria?"
No,
like,
but then why? Okay, so why didn't you go out online and say that? Why didn't you ask that online?
Are you policing how people?
Why
ask?
Didn't you ask that online?
Nah, there was
tell
no
me
need
why
to
you
feed
didn't,
into that.
Why didn't you go online? Why didn't you go online?
Because you're being a bully.
Because you know the image that it's going to give.
No.
It's okay to ask those questions.
Yeah, so let
but
them
how
ask.
You go about it
let
now?
The questions
it,
rock.
It sounds like you're questioning.
She
the
is
integrity.
As she should. People asked us, "Kuti, your curve top 10. Guys, what's your criteria?" So, people question all the time, so they should be allowed. Stop
it's
bullying
allowed.
People, Brian.
Yeah,
Willis. And she's
allowed,
a girl
no.
with Aonyari.
And then she told me to fuck.
Yeah. Good.
Those are the words that come to mind. Sky. Let's get the fuck out of my mentions. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to all those people that made that top 30 list. We need to celebrate ourselves as Zimbabweans, you know, because no one is going to celebrate us. So I'm always up for people that are, you know, making strides or moving forward. And then shout out to our friend to the room, Ash.
Hey, Ash.
Yeah,
what's good?
Ash, founder of Mixologist. Shout out to you, girl. Proud of you. She also made the list.
And our friend
in
the room, Lady K. Shout out to you, baby girl.
You already shouted it out, but yeah, shout out to you
in person.
Not in person.
I didn't hear you shout out. You shouted out in person.
In person? Because you don't show one.
No, you know you didn't for Lady
I
K.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay, shout out to Lady K. Well done to you.
Jeez. Grumpy Willis.
Anyway,
Takura and Kelvin at the Vista tomorrow in Bulawayo. That's the place to be. The vibe over there is just so right.
Is Tanto gonna be?
No, Tanto Wavy will not be there. I think he's working on his EP. Wavy,
And also he's got a tour next
Wavy
year.
Season. Yeah,
he's got a tour next year. I seriously think his window is closing fast.
And
I think Takura realized the mistake he made by replying to that. Really?
Okay. Tasha was just showing me some very.
Indeed, no good. No fumor.
But let's go on with the news. This is what we get for having a co-anchor. But anyway, Team Legacy Street Tour DVD.
Uh huh.
Didn't know people still do these, but this would be nice to see as well. To see that's Prizo, right? One
yeah,
of the co-organizers of the old ladies show what so
shout out to Prezo, man. You're really Prezo. Putting in work. You're really, really putting in work.
Yeah.
Well done to you.
Yeah, he's been quite like at the top of the year. But he's now like starting to rise.
Says, as long as he's working
now.
These are the people that we need to celebrate. The people that push the culture forward.
Yeah. It's very convenient at award season, but shout out to you, man. Very convenient, man.
But it's also Tatambo Nyarara, so people can argue the same thing.
Yeah.
Are we in it for the awards?
No.
No,
we're
not.
We did that. Come on, man.
Been there, done that. We're not even sub. Are we? Are we not sub?
Okay. We are. Are we? Are we sure? Just for the culture. As long as they don't Kelvin us. As long as they don't Kelvin us.
On
the seven categories.
But that was heavy though. And dude traveled all the way from skies to get nothing.
But he had a bad chick with him. So at least he had like a nice holiday.
He had a nice day, yeah?
Nice day.
You remember last week you were on Ray Diz's neck about his song
Yes
Panda.
Yes.
And why it took so
he
long.
He caught the bait.
And he responded.
Yes.
He told you. I like that.
One of the conspiracy theories was true that the editor was rogue.
So, oh, yeah.
Then all of a sudden yada yada yada. Now I'm gonna have to do the rollout by myself.
But it's coming now, yeah?
Yeah.
It's coming. As long as it's coming, Mr. Ray Diz, we here for you to push yeah. that forward.
Need more people like Diz.
That actually listen to the show.
That yeah? listen to the show and actually mm-hmm. respond in a positive manner.
Yep.
So we don't wanna hear any harsh remarks or comments after this show. That being said.
Yeah.
And a lot of visuals came out as well this past week. Script Mula, the Kid Verse.
Ooh, horror!
And Holy Tin, the Holy Tin one. I'm still to see it, but I know there's a visual out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Kid Verse one is quite cool, but the concept isn't quite new. Kind of reminds me of that whole Boys Zibba Gate. Jeje.
No, but then you
but
know
no,
what?
No, it's unique it's, in its own way.
It's fitting for yeah. Yeah, Kid Versus subject matter.
Jeje. Yeah.
Jeje. So yeah, Ndikoko.
Ndikoko.
But I understand where you're coming from. Mm. It does have even his previous video.
Mm.
It's got the same vibe, but I think this one he did it a lot better.
Yeah.
It captures the reality of the struggle.
Man said drones in the ghetto.
These kids were chasing after him.
It's come a long way, man.
But that script Mula.
Mm.
Video
horror, yeah, that was on some.
Ooh, you guys, you need to watch that video, man.
MTV based tip.
Sim Doc, shout out to him. Man. I'm really loving the progress that Zim videos are taking. I'm really loving. What is that? If you're one of those like guys that just want to chance it and drop just a kangwoga video, you will think twice.
Yeah.
After you see this, you see when you put in work, the weaklings they will weed themselves out. Mega. Pop.
And another person who's really been underrated this whole year, he's been dropping, I'm sure he's got 20 videos this whole year.
Who?
That man should get Best Dad Spotter, Cap City. And he
Cap
recently
City.
Did a remix for Lil Wayne's Uproar. Yeah, and he's always just, you know,
Cap City
abusing instrumentals.
There was a freestyle that he did when he was by these railway tracks.
What's it called?
Forgetting.
Otanga brain.
No, but there was a freestyle that he did.
Thumbnail.
No, I know when a thumbnail, man. You're thinking.
And just likes on the pro. On the, also, that house of one. Now we all know. Like and subscribe up.
No, he remixed Eminem and Joyner Lucas's Lucky You.
Okay.
Yeah. It was actually quite dope. It was actually quite dope. You need to check that out.
I'm sure that's not one of his best out of all the series.
Have you seen it?
The Lil Wayne one. I don't even like the original. Yeah, just like, I'm sure
but you don't like Lucky You, the original song.
I don't. It's not for me. It's not for me.
Exactly. Thank you for admitting.
It's for people like Brian Willis.
Yeah, we into bars, son.
And Invisible. I know.
Do you want to start with me on this Munetsi tip?
What does Munetsi have to do with it?
You've been on my case about Munetsi. It's about Munetsi.
How is it about Munetsi?
It's about Munetsi. Got to
No.
It's about the Mwea song, R Peels, 10 Diamond, and Munetsi.
How is it?
You think Munetsi's verse is the weakest on that song?
It is.
Why do you say so?
Because Tin went hard, Peels went hard, so his number is conveniently number 3. That's not bad.
So you're saying
his verse is alright.
You were saying.
Are you saying Tin?
No, listen. I told you this track is well balanced. R Peels was in
his
element.
In the group.
What did I say in the group?
In the group chat.
What did I say in the group? We will post the screenshots from the group message.
No diplomatic. Okay.
Munetsi spat from a Shona cultural perspective.
So the other
Ten's verse was verbally technical.
Mm.
Dope? Yes.
Mm.
R. Peels' verse was also dope.
So you're saying he got killed on his own song?
He wasn't killed. He wasn't killed. He stood his ground.
Rank them 1, 2, 3.
10, Munetsi, Peels.
He stood his own ground, but you bring him on number 3.
He stood his ground. Hey, he wasn't... Sha, for somebody Brian like Peels to have somebody like 10
and Munetsi and stand his ground like that.
I'm sure Ear Pills would say no.
Go and go to 10 Diamond right now, because I think you underrate Munetsi.
No.
You underrate him.
He's very skilled.
If you go Kuna 10 right now and say Kuna 10, you're the best rapper. He will say, I bow down to Begotten Son and Munetsi.
Yeah.
Noble Styles will say the same thing as well.
But what does that have to do with the Mwea verse? If the verse is not hot, let's not dig up things from 2003.
You've been on Munetsi's case, Kupirotara. Have you not seen the Moo sessions? They're 2018.
Right.
They're 2018.
They're right.
You are not into the boom bap rap.
Don't bring up my sessions. Come back to me. Don't run away.
You don't like the Joyner Lucas song, right?
Yeah.
And the reason is because you are not into straight bars.
You're
into crossover artists.
I am.
Munetsi is not one of those artists that would vibe to you. He's not part of your list.
What's his best song?
Like his biggest Moo sessions, all of them.
His biggest, just name one. His biggest.
All of Moo's tracks. This is not the point.
What's your point?
The point is you don't vibe with Munetsi.
I vibe with him. I like some of his sessions. But we're talking about Mwea. Don't bring sessions just to back up a weak verse.
I'm talking about his style. It's not a weak verse. It was the style. Okay, we'll put it on
that's
the post.
That's not his best verse. Is that his best verse?
No, it's not.
It's not.
Definitely not his best verse.
That's my point.
But it's not a weak verse.
And I asked you.
It's not a weak verse.
Okay, it's not a weak verse, but it's not his best.
Okay, Saka, if it's not a weak verse.
It's not his best.
Okay, cool.
And it's not.
I never said it was his best.
Yeah.
I said it's not a weak verse. There's a difference.
Yes,
there's a difference between weak and best. There's a difference. Anyway.
Can't you just critique? Noble Styles this.
Anyway, we need to finish the news.
Shout out to Munetsi, man.
Incredible.
Shout out to you. Happy birthday to R. Pills,
Belated.
Courtney Antipas, Noble, and Trey Young, the GOATs. Happy birthday to y'all. And RIP to HHP.
Isha, this is just the saddest news, man.
Mm.
Shout out to him, man. And his family.
Religion. And what? What's Tasha saying? Who died? Spice bleached. What? Okay. All right. That's Tasha. She's
in the background. Our guest is early today. She's impatient for her part.
But anyway, you'll hear a whole lot from
my
goodness.
Tasha.
A lot.
Why are you predisposed in the episode?
So that they can stay
on.
So that they don't log off after Give Me Five. Who's on Give Me Five?
Do we have Give Me Five today?
Okay.
Who's
on Give Me Five?
We got Reaper on Give Me Five. And what's the track?
All right. So guys,
no smiling.
Don't fall off after Give Me Five.
Got Tasha.
The beautiful Tasha.
Okay, let's do this. Let's end the news.
I am Celestine, social architect.
Peace.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celestine and Brian Willis.
Shout out to Keeping It Real Fridays. It's your boy Reaper, REAP3R. Yes, sir. Representing Abawi. You know what it is. For more music, just check on REAP3R_263 on Twitter, on SoundCloud, REAP3R on Audio Mac, the same gone. That's what's up.
Used to jump when they ask how high. Nowadays I jump when they pass me banana. Submission for the living is a must. If you never knew by the wind of pews, she imagining the life she was living, making a killing with ABCs or sim sectors. Cambridge thoughts, maybe less Pan-African. I'm more is my life when I roam that street. The promise to the first gentile I still give. Message to the ignorant fools who think survivors are true, for they face no glory and religious ends. Message to the Jews who forgot about Cornelius, for the kingdom of God is attained through Jesus.
No smiling, and the boy ain't smiling. No smiling, and the boy ain't funny.
Hey, all right, yes, sir. What a knucket enemy. The homie's still fluid, dying through with this. Hopped up out the shower with the fire vest. We don't need a check, we still bonds on God. Credit, kill the debit with the passion of Christ. Desire his light, the mic set. You better come here quickly. The story ain't done until I jump off the white horse. The dark night's making the streets light. In dire times, we don't rely on leaders. We let God boom. The homies want the fertilizers and spaghetti rolls. Let a levee breeze. Then we continue walking on water. Wiser than Solomon, my father already said it. They go for the endorsements with the Holy Spirit in them. I gotta talk about Jesus every time I be preaching. Who's teaching these lies? They find out days still coming. While black men, they suffer. We gotta see it different. It's a matter of perception. Go and get your wealth,
no smiling. And the boy ain't smiling. No smiling. And the boy ain't smiling.
Give to the tactics, the homies know we got this. Practice on a daily basis to your masters. The Baptist connect the service when I go and join. Paving the way for the coming of the master. Black belts with a bit of truth on my waist. Rocking to the sound of the drums in the sun. Man never move when we speak about the sun. In togetherness, that's when you find me with the rhymes. Dear God, they're busy asking about Mary. The way they're praising, I thought I should marry Mary. Still I am a kid, but through your will she was immaculate. The execution of fine dimes and my noble thoughts. Dollar for my dreams, you will never peg a tour with me. Gotta find ways to fit the state with my salary. What you planning about this besides conversations? Jesus, they still wanna hush about salvation.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Reepa. R E A.
What? How you spell it again? How you spell it? There's a three somewhere. R E 3 P R. Or R 3 A P R. How you spell it? Let me get it. What am I spelling it? Dyslexia. But I'm, sorry. That's Reepa. R E A P 3 R. With the song No Smiling. Mad bars. You need to really concentrate on this song. You really need to pay attention. It's an up-tempo song. Very dope. But you can't listen to two things at the same time. There's a dope beat and there are dope lyrics. And you're concentrating on the lyrics so much you forget about the beat. So you have to listen to it again to hear the beat. But nonetheless, it's a dope track. I like it. It's woke. He's talking about real struggles in life. I think this is the kind of music that I would vibe to in the long term. Obviously not for like when you're in the club, because when you're in a club, you really don't want to be thinking about such things. But it's a dope track. I think he needs to work on his enunciation a little bit, because some of his words were a bit muffled. But otherwise, it's a dope track nonetheless. So, without further ado, let's get to the ratings. Drum roll, please. I give this track a straight 6 out of 10. I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce, and this was Give Me 5 on Keep It Real Fridays.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Black hypocrisy video where, like, she bleached her skin. Spice me not a pom pom and a pom 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 but a pom pom. That's the baddest bitch ever. What? What do you mean? Spice is the baddest. Hansi Spice went from spice to garlic powder.
Let's start this shit off right. All right, I think we lit. Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am Celatine, your social architect.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
And today we've got a very special guest in the building. I think the best guest of the year already. She hasn't even said a word on the show.
No offense to the other guests. Yeah, no offense. So what are you saying?
Okay, so welcome Miss Tasha, the hottest kid on the block right now.
thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited.
It has been a long time since we had a female guest, and you can thank Celatine for this plug. I was wondering, because for the last 3 weeks, dude has been stressed. We need to get Tasha on the show, and I'm like, why? Sorry, I'm not sound like a hater,
But then I saw you, then I realized why.
No, I heard your music, and then I realized why.
Yeah, you heard my music, you had to see me first.
Yeah, and he's more of a, he doesn't, he's not a fake guy,
visual.
He needs to see it, to believe it, and then everything goes.
Otherwise, you good?
I'm good, yeah.
Fresh off headlining, were you headlining or you were just co-headlining at the All Women's show at the East Point?
Yeah, I could say co-headlining. Yeah, let's put it there.
Lady K was all over Twitter about that event, saying most of y'all showed up late.
Yeah.
What happened with that? Were you one of the people that came late?
Yeah, I actually had another interview on that day prior to that with, what's the name? Boom Baby on Star.
Boom Baby! Yeah. Shout out to Boom Baby.
Shout out to Boom Baby. She's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where I was before that, and I finished that at 5. So.
That's a reasonable excuse. So, yeah, Lady K, you got one reason.
I have one reason. I have an excuse, Lady K. I wasn't late on purpose.
From Tasha.
Yep. And your song is doing very well. I saw some clips of you performing with Niall.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that?
The flex. Yeah, I did it. I did. I think the new school's got a flow of its own.
Yeah?
I think the vibe is just... When I heard that, I was just... I think you guys were competing. How was the writing process with that?
Actually, that was the plan. You know, when I first heard of Niall...
Yep.
It was from a producer I was working with at the time.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you need to come through and meet this girl, Niall. And he's like showing me her Instagram. And at first I was a little jealous. Cause she had like way more followers.
She's got like 20K.
And she's pretty. And I'm like, okay. And I watched her videos and she could rap too. So now I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to come meet her. And then we met and surprisingly, we just clicked instantly. Like, she's so cool.
Mm.
She's so dope. But now...
I know why you clicked. Crazy loves company.
Do you think so? My demons dance with her demons. So basically, yeah, we were writing the song and the bet was whoever writes the better verse...
Yeah.
Like their verse gets to go first.
To go first.
Yeah.
And yours went first. Are you sure that wasn't just like a play because it's your song?
No, it wasn't. It actually wasn't. Well, initially, it was meant to be both of our songs, but then, you know... Sorry.
What did Crip say?
About?
I mean, like the song being both of yours, and then was he the one who said nah?
It was Crip who said that, and then I'm the one who ended up like, guys, that song needs to come out now.
Yeah.
So yeah, but obviously, you know, the working process, things have changed, but like, I'm happy with. In fact, Niall, I know she killed me actually on that song. To be very honest with you, she did.
Yeah, I put that
I
out.
I thought she
Twitter.
Killed me.
She went extra hard.
Because I remember the first time she was, oh no, my verse isn't good enough. And then she came back and she squashed me. So I'm like, I'm a little angry at you, girl. But
no, I'm sure you can get another one on us.
No, we definitely got to work more.
How about a collaborative EP?
I think that would be so dope. Do you think people would be into that?
Yep. Most def. And for the people who are listening, we're talking about a song by Tasha featuring Niall Ayinka called Flex.
Yeah.
Yeah, this jam goes super hard, produced by Anvis Instrumentals.
Anvis.
Yeah. You literally like came out of nowhere. So what were you doing before? Were you doing music like before 2018 or you just popped out of nowhere? Are you like an overnight thing or you've been grinding since 2013 at Xander's Xander's studio or something?
No, you could say I was still trying to figure out what it is that I actually wanted to do. I finished high school, I went and I studied makeup, I did health care, I did a couple of things.
Okay.
And like music is something I've just always done.
I've played
instruments since I was young. I played the piano, the guitar, the violin. And then, like, this year, a couple of friends of mine were like, oh, Tasha, like, you're really good at rapping. Like, you should just try it out.
Yeah.
And that was Ambus. And then, here we are.
And your parents are, like, supportive? Like, okay, are you sure you want to go back
my
to school?
My parents come to, my mom especially. My dad, when he gets the chance, comes to every performance.
Yeah.
They're on my fan groups. My mom sometimes even does my fan page, like... My parents are really, really involved, really happy, really hands-on, and like I'm just glad to have such a supportive backbone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So besides music, what's like your fallout plan? Suppose if music isn't working or clicking.
And in Zimbabwe, you really need that, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to be a health and skincare specialist.
Okay.
That's what I studied at school. So
all right.
That's my fallback plan.
So are you already like doing that as a day job already or?
No. Right now, I'm solely focused on my music. This whole year, I've been solely focused on music. Because I finished school in March this year.
Fresh out of high school?
I went, no.
Oh, the okay.
My diploma. Yeah.
Celatine, she says she does what? Skincare, dermatology, what?
Health and skincare.
Health and skincare.
Yes.
Why don't you tell her about that rash you have?
why don't you ask her properly instead of hiding behind me, man? She's already here.
Where exactly is this rash?
I don't know. Brian can tell you where it's rash.
Hey, it's your rash. Talk about your own
I
rash.
I want to know where this rash is.
Anyway, we're going to jump
Lady
into
K.
a quick water break and we'll be back with Miss Tasha.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yeah, what up, Mel, Trey, what's up? Yeah. Check, I'm the new kid on the block.
Check me out.
I'm the one with the style on flex.
Check me out.
I'm the fresh kid in the town now.
Check me out.
I'm the one with the vibe, with the vibe.
Check me out.
Yeah. Check me out. Y'all wack kick. Just sip and kill. I just feel like knack. Yeah, money sucking now. I just zip my mouth. If you don't like this, you'll hear that. Y'all zip your mouth. Yeah, I'm feeling fresh and buff. I'm trapping. They're tripping. No boss, man. Just flexing on the bit of fashion. Don't talk about beefing. I'll eat you in the kitchen. I'm the new kid on the block.
Check me out.
I'm the one with the style on flex.
Check me out.
I'm the fresh kid in the town now.
Check me out.
I'm the one with the vibe, with the vibe.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Check me out.
Check me out.
I'm a goddess. I did my job, woman, check it. Jamming, yum it. Check me out, like 1, 2, 3. I did it like get on my bed. When it comes to my goals, I'm shameless. 24/7, I'm restless. With the shit, get pounded, it wasn't easy. I'm trained, I know what they meant. Used to cry every day. Yes, simulator, I'm sick. Yes, I'm feeling in my corner, I'm queer. Yes, I don't care, like a small house. I'm keeping myself with small with text. No stress as soon as I'm getting the check. Then it's proud, mom is proud, stay on proud. And it's a queen, I'm the new king on the block. Mama nyanya kushu fonera, the uya da kinja mupaka. Meows, don't let the sauce, yeah, yana jibata. Meow Mary on the block, yeah, new chick on the block.
The new kid on the block.
Check me out.
I'm the one with the style on flex.
Check me out.
I'm the fresh kid in the town now.
Check me out.
I'm the one with the vibe, with the vibe.
Check me out,
yeah.
Check me out.
Guys, and you know what I miss Waterworld.
For what reasons?
It was down about the same area.
It was right in the same place. Waterworld was lit. With that clean water. If you never drank a cup of that water, that's why you people are dying of cholera and your kids are not strong. Because anyone who ever drank water from
Never been to Waterworld.
It's resistant to AIDS, Jay.
Sure.
I've actually never been to Waterworld.
Really?
All right, let's get back to the show. And we're back feeling fresh and refreshed. Brian up with some butter.
You're recording, dude. Like, seriously?
Back with our unbranded water sponsors. Holla at us. It's crazy. So, yeah, I see you already plugged up in the industry already. I see you hanging out there with Mudiwa. What's your relationship like with Mudiwa, yo? I didn't see you defend him when he was getting roasted last week.
Don't put me on the spotlight.
You need to defend your mans.
At some point, in fact, how we met, funny enough, is he saw me in town and he thought I was Amara Brown, or he was trying to be funny because I had the hair. I had the same kind of
Amara
hair
Brown
at the time.
Chingeto.
No, not right now. Oh, I didn't have locks then. I had the afro. And I so he kept going, Amara! Amara! And like that whole day I'd heard people calling me that. So I look back and I'm like, who is this? And then oh no, it's a pretty cute guy.
With like, the cap and the sunglasses.
The cap and the sunglasses. And then, like, we just became friends after that. And then...
I thought he's a married man. And he just took your number off the rip?
I didn't even know who he was until, like, this year. Like,
we see you, Mdiwa.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was a rapper. Like,
you're not Amara Brown, but I'll take this number. I'll take it, though.
No, like...
shout out to Mdiwa,
I think it was innocent. Anyway, we just chilled and, like... in fact, we never actually hung out. We just used to talk over the phone, actually.
His wife knows all this?
No, not recently. This is, like, 2 years back.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. This is, like, 2 years... Yeah, shout we haven't spoken in a while, actually. So that picture, we just bumped into each other outside my workplace, took a picture when I was shooting my music video, and...
From there, you're just talking every day.
No, we're not talking.
But at least you should have jumped out the window and defended him, because you know him.
But...
So even, like, retweet one of the someone roasting him, you're, like, retweeting.
You know, the thing is, I think I'm just a troll, to be
honest.
Yeah. I think I'm just a troll. I think even if I like you...
No, it's allowed. It's allowed. Mudiwa
is I love you, Mudiwa.
Mudiwa is one of those people that we just love to hate. So it's
He's a Justin Bieber, but like they stay relevant. So
it's allowed. It's really allowed. Don't feel guilty.
And I saw you out there like supporting one of my good friends in the industry as well, AT. You're rocking the merch.
Oh yes, he Arlington
super
Taylor.
Talented songwriter.
He is
producer.
An amazing sugar. I love that shit.
Yeah, do the remix. Jump on the remix.
I should. Shouldn't
I?
AT.
Let's make this remix.
Let's do this, baby.
I'm pushing for this.
He made these really lit jackets like for the video.
Yeah.
And that video is coming out really soon as well.
Okay.
It's for my first single, Crew.
Okay.
Video is gonna be out before the end of November.
October.
What
end
day?
Of October.
Yeah, 20, no, before the five. End. Yeah, before the end of November, that video will definitely be out. I have two videos out.
No,
so look forward to that.
And then the Natty O feature.
Yes. What about it?
At first I was like, I don't know if this chick is like Zim Dancehall or is she trying to rap? And then I see you with the...
Trina?
No, I mean like not trying. I'm saying like which side do you want to fall on? You can rap.
Yeah. And I'm an artist. I'm alternative. I could rap on Sungura. I don't know how many times I tell people this.
Celatine, we had this discussion before about artists that feature with other artists from different genres and whatnot. It's to get that other genre to listen to our genre.
Exactly.
There's nothing really wrong with Tasha being on Natty O's song or even on Sungura's song. I can do a crossover.
It's actually her song. This guy actually hasn't listened to any of
you
music.
Actually have done zero research.
He thinks it's Natty O's song right here. Okay, let's hear him ask him a question about that song.
Okay, it's not really about...
What's the name of the song?
It's not really
What's the
about
name of the song?
Thank you. Wow. He doesn't even know anything.
My feelings are actually a little
They're
bit
actually
hurt.
They're actually crushed. I actually like couldn't sleep last night just researching on this.
Well done.
So, crazy.
With all due respect, I think you're a very talented rapper. I heard the song with you and Niall. And when you were saying that,
let's hear this.
What's it called? Fuck, I was listening to it just now.
Nigga!
No, because I heard the Niall one, Give Me Love. Here. And I was listening to that one and this one. And I thought these chicks are actually snapping off. So when you said that Niall outperformed you, I actually felt like, no, it's balanced.
Did you?
Well,
is that how you
Brian
really
actually
felt?
Brian actually thought Hazel was Tasha. So this
he
guy
didn't even
off.
Know
he
which
didn't
one
know.
Was me.
So I'm hugging Tasha there. I was like, what? This guy.
Can you handle?
But what I do like is you seem like you've got a team handling your business. Who is managing you and keeping you on track?
I'm being managed by Mufiki. That's Forbes Mujuru.
Yeah.
He's a dope guy.
I spoke to him yesterday. He seems very effective.
Uh-huh.
So how long has this relationship been going?
He's actually been my manager a really short time, hey?
Short time, okay.
He's a manager for, let's say, just around 2 months, hey?
Okay.
And he's done this.
So you really jump into things very quickly and just off of a small period. Off of a short time. Things are really serious.
You have a short time, you're going to marry.
Hey. No, we're talking about you. Like, you're really trusting this guy with your career.
No.
Like, things that's going to define you for the next 10, 20, 50, eternity.
Yeah, I didn't say when we'd met. Okay. I said he's been my manager for that long.
Well, if he's done all this in 2 months, I think you should stay with him.
I am.
Yeah. Yes. But then my question to you is, what other challenges did you face as a female MC for you to get to the point that you are at? Because we got other female MCs that started way before you that are nowhere near what you've achieved right now.
That's actually one number one challenge. That's my number one challenge that I face, is that a lot of FemCs have been doing the same thing that I do for longer, and I come and I've been doing it for 2 minutes. And I wouldn't say I've done great, but I think I've done pretty good. And now they want to bash me for that. They're like, no, you're not going to come and snatch my crown. No. And why does it always have to be a battle for the crown? Why can't we all just sit there at the top?
But you know, just not get you off of that. I'm just curious to know. Let's play this little game for this 2 seconds.
Mm-mm.
One has to go. I'm going to say 4 names. One has to go. One has to go. It's all for fun, for sports. We've got Kiki there. We've got Tiara there. We've got Black Pearl there. We've got Trey Young there. One has to go.
And they're all legends.
And they're all legends. I'm just saying. And they're all... So one has to go.
I'll just say, who's Black? Who is Black? I've never heard of her. So who's she? Who's Black? You say Blackpin, Black Pearl. I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult anybody, but like, I think she's the only person there I haven't heard of.
The only person you never heard of.
Yeah, okay. I've never heard her music.
I guess no. Who has to go? What do you think about Trey?
Can I be very honest with you?
Yeah.
I hope I don't sound like a bimbo in saying this. I don't listen to Zim hip hop.
Why not?
Because I don't do Zim hip hop. I do hip hop.
So you have no one that you look up to within the female fraternity? Because that's what I was trying to get at, like, to see who are like your idols or people like, okay, because when I heard her in 2013, I was like, I want to do this.
I don't even look up to people from this generation. So like,
who do you look up to?
Like people like the Brat, like the MC Brat. Light, okay. Like Lil Mama, like that's my.
Okay.
That's those Missy Elliott. Those were rappers.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I can see the energy. Brian is lost for words. My man's over here.
He almost choked.
And that's like one of his favorite artists in the game right now. Who? So that you.
The black.
No.
Kingpin?
Hey, she's entitled to her opinion. I mean, if she hasn't heard them, Ndikoko. I'm just.
Oh, that's
little,
Trey Young, isn't it? Exactly.
Ndikoko is Trey Young.
That's Trey Young. Yeah, Trey Young is dope.
The other rapper was Black Pearl.
I've never heard.
That's totally understandable. Now let me tell you something about Celatine. Celatine just set you up.
I see. No, I could see that. Celatine trying to make me say bad things about other people.
He put her on that list.
Yeah.
Listen, shush. He put her on that list because Black Pearl did a song, and in one of the bars she dissed Celatine. So Celatine is looking for a way to get back at her. So, you know, so he's kind of like using you
as
right
bait.
Now. But you know what? Anyway, let's move on from the petty shit. I want to move on to the progressive shit. I like the fact that you're working with Niall, and I think that's the one thing that's causing the FemCs in Zim to not really like blossom the way they should. There's that unnecessary tension.
For what?
You know, I mean, like what you were saying, like you've been doing this for 2 minutes and already some people are calling you out and saying, you can't be taking my throne. What?
No, yeah, someone actually accused me of stealing their lyrics.
Do you want to mention names?
No.
Let's keep it real, yeah? That's the show. Free to say, free to do it. We'll get you bodyguards. Yeah, you can say it. Oh, come on.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Like, no. Give her.
She looks like Grace Jones. That's all I'm saying.
She looks like Grace Jones.
I'm not going to say who she is. And I actually have nothing against her. Like,
okay, so
I have
nothing. Zim rapper looks like Grace Jones. Okay, Curve listeners, that's your homework.
That's your homework.
But I like the progressive approach that you're taking with Niala Inka.
Niala's amazing. And she actually taught me a lot, hey? She's been rapping longer than me, of course. Because she's actually younger than me, but she's taught me quite a bit.
I love the energy that you two are having together. And I wish that would progress to other FemCs as well, so that, you know, y'all grow as a force. Because these tensions, I think, they're killing you guys.
Unnecessary.
They're really, really
unnecessary. We don't need to be throwing shoes.
True. And bras.
And bras.
And thongs. Well, wait. That might be actually quite cool. Anyway, no, don't do that.
I like how this guy talks about your energy with Niall and he's not quite acquainted to it.
He's been talking about since I got here is Niall and how good Niall looks good. How good Niall's making me look.
I think you beat her.
Oh, Niall was so much. Oh, Niall. Niall, you need to come on this show, girl. I actually wish I came here with you.
She's been on the show.
I mean, we need to come here together. So, Niall's Pedzera.
But when you guys do that joint EP, I think that would be dope.
Yeah.
Produced by Anvis.
Woo-hoo. Yes. Yes.
That's going to be fire. Maybe bonus track McLean. Bonus track with McLean. That would be dope. Anyway, I'm out here trying to Google who Grace Jones is.
You need to see a picture of Grace Jones.
Because with me, I am. I'm on live. There's no one on live there. It's dead. Because people just keep on dropping in. Grace Jones. I need to see. Why are people laughing? Okay, I think, ladies and gentlemen, once you guys just Google and see who Grace Jones is,
let me see.
It just popped up.
When you Google Grace Jones, it'll just be so obvious.
It'll be so evident.
And now I don't want to encourage this.
But I put that person on my list, though. How come you didn't take that person off? Yeah, when I put the four names up.
She didn't. Stop narrowing it down for people. Let people do their homework.
You guys, let people go and do their own fucking homework.
Hi. You stole some bars.
Oh, this is a pretty lady taking pictures of me. Oh, my God.
Guys, the interview is still ongoing. Now, girls are taking pictures and people are going crazy over who Grace Jones is. But I guess, guys... Just tag us with a Grace Jones picture and tag Tashamiswa and tag Brian the petty one as well on that shit. So
I'm the petty one.
Really?
Who's petty?
Anyway. I think you should just serve her with some bars.
Huh?
Just keep it in the music. Just do a song. Go at her. Go at her, Nick.
Why?
Right?
Why do you need
it's
to attack
hip-hop.
Another?
It's not attacking.
You know the thing.
But just show your skill set that I'm not borrowing or stealing from nobody.
If you really, I will address it some point. But I don't know. It's not really necessary. Number one, because I think my music speaks for itself.
Yeah.
That's one. And if I'd stolen that bar, I'm sure she would have not been the only person to say it. How come no one else said it?
What's the bar? So that we can everyone can go back and revisit.
Andisi Amara, but Ndiri Mukoko, Tasha the Fire, they call me Chimoto. I call him baby, he call me Chimoko. Stand there and pose for the photo.
Mm. Okay.
I think my name is Tasha.
So what's the bar that she spit? Okay, that's people's homework. So at least we got your side of the bar. Na Doja, na Zimtainment, if you guys are listening, please just dig up these bars.
so we can grade and see and just comb through them and see what really happened here and do an audit, bars audit, and see what really happened here. Who stole who? But I'm just here for the bars. Because the best way to show someone that, oh, I stole bars, just out-rap the person.
You know what? As much as my petty co-host here sometimes says some stupid shit, I have to agree with him. Because since this person accused you of being a thief, I think you need to prove yourself as to why you are where you are in the game right now. Because, of course, when you're on your way up the ladder, you're going to step on toes. You're gonna step on fake boobs and whatever. But, you know, you're going to annoy people. You get what I'm saying? So, especially as a FMC, that's going to happen. So, I think maybe you need to establish yourself as Tasha. Because also, another issue is, the first time I heard your name, I asked, which Tasha? Is it Tasha Da? I'm pretty sure you've heard of another Tasha in the game. Have you heard of the other Tasha? There's another Tasha in some game.
Who's that?
Tasha Apple.
Never heard of her.
You find these people, Brian.
Dude.
That we don't even know, bruh.
I know of Natasha Moose.
We know Natasha
Moose.
Come on now, Brian. Okay, Brian, what's the top five?
I don't know about Tasha Cherry.
Just ask him what's his top
bomb.
Five rappers of all time. You might not know four.
Rappers of all time.
In Zim. You might not know four of them.
All
time. I bet you not. We might not know four of the rappers on his top five. Four Zim rappers. Not to take shades or shots at those people. No, you don't have to.
Not to take shades.
Anyway. Let's keep it positive. Not just being drawn to what.
Yeah,
Brian,
let's have some nice conversations
now,
about me.
About
and
you.
Not about other people.
Okay.
Like, let's talk about.
So, yeah. When next are we seeing you on stage? I actually wanted to come to your show, but something was happening. And I was like, and I saw a Lady Gay post. These just not even here. And I'm like, nah, I'm not coming.
No, I got there. Eventually, I got there.
Okay.
The next time you're going to see me on stage that I officially know about is the Zim Hip Hop Awards.
December.
Yeah.
We're like in September, yo.
We're not in September, yo. And
no,
I'm working, man. I'm working. I need to give you guys something for Christmas.
Okay.
I need to give you guys something to be bopping to this entire December because I'm actually dropping my EP in November. Beginning of November, yeah.
With Amvis or someone else?
I worked with a couple of different producers, but mostly Jamal and Lee K from No Limits.
That guy's on fire.
Jamal
on
is
rhythm.
The shit. Lee K is
he even
shit.
Like
Aishan
did
is
a lot
the
of
shit.
He actually did a lot of records for for her new project. So
yeah, I'm just glad
fire.
I got people back in the studio, you know, because people were sleeping, like. And I'm glad I fucking woke bitches up and got them back in the studio and work and like make music, like do what you're supposed to be doing. Guys, I have three singles out.
Okay.
One,
two,
three. And I'm gonna video. So,
guys, the clues are just there. This person has a video out, a new project out. And Jamal is on there.
I think the clue is...
Celestine, you're giving away too much. The Grace Jones clue is enough. That's it, rapera.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about other
about
people. I'm talking about
I don't
me.
Know how it went back
I'm
to
not
that.
Even comparing myself to one person. I'm comparing myself to anyone who's doing music.
I never
who's
took
doing
it back there.
Hip-hop right now in Zim. Male, female. Anyway, I don't know if you heard Kruger Harare, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What did you guys think of that? Did you listen to it?
I listened to it.
What was your favorite song? Yeah.
I like the joy and the what's that one, Yuma?
How does it go?
Joy. Don't understand it. There's
okay.
A video and shit.
All right.
My favorite was Visa.
All right.
I loved Visa.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love Visa.
How does it go?
What
Tinozviziva, tinogara kunze kwenyika, asi baby mumoyo mako, mumoyo mako andidi visa.
Uh-huh. And the opening track on the side A, I think that's my shit. There's an old song, but.
So who are like your top five favorite artists in Zim right now?
I should be asking you that. Okay, ask Brian Willis. Brian Willis, say your artists.
Everyone's gonna go around and we do our five.
Yeah,
we do our five.
I bet you all know. No, ladies first, of course.
My top your five. Top five. Favorite.
Yeah. Favorite.
Right now. Who's Tuesday music in Zim right now? Okay. Guys, can you go first? Then can I go last? Because I still have to compile.
Go first, because you're going to steal from our top five.
I won't steal, you guys.
Okay, let me go first. If I say a name, you can't repeat. He can't repeat. Yeah.
Okay, dope. Okay.
Junior Brown.
Uh-huh.
Art Peels.
Uh-huh.
Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki Badass.
Uh-huh.
Number five. Let me just put 10.
I'm not even in your top five.
Sha. I'm Torera, some of my artists. Anyway, for me, Kruger, Scenic, Karma, Munetsi.
That's five.
Begotten Son.
All right. For me, Natty O, Enzo. Yeah, Enzo is the shit. Coco Master.
Okay.
Coco. And
Crossover. Tastes very.
My girl Hazel.
Hazel raps.
Hazel is a singer.
How many rappers did you know from Brian's list?
I didn't listen to his list.
He said let me just try and run the back.
Cynic.
He said Cynic, Kruger, Begotten Son. Munetsi.
Mm.
What was the other one? Karma. I don't. How many do you know from that?
I've heard of two. I told you I don't really listen to hip hop. Hey.
Which are the two?
Munetsi, okay. And.
Ooh, crash and burn, motherfucker! This guy's been on my case about Munetsi the whole week.
I've heard of Munetsi
the whole week. He's been on my.
Okay, what's Munetsi's best song? What's his best song?
I haven't heard any of it.
Okay.
I just said I've
just
heard
know
of
about
him.
The personality.
Yeah, I've heard of
the
him.
Legend.
I've heard the legend. I've heard
the legend,
tale.
But not the music.
No.
Okay. I risk my case.
I don't.
Anyway, this is getting too messy. This is one. The sound guy is gonna clean this all up. Petty and messy. We're gonna go to a break and we'll be back with the beautiful Tasha.
Keep it real Fridays with Celandine and Brian Willis.
Some other skills, not trying to go through the bedroom drills. He said that you're paying for manicure, he's taking over in your everything. What's 1,000 from 1,000,000? That's the boy your daddy put you on. How you handle when he need a kiss? Lives every second on other lives. Every night you be lonely. Man going to another woman, cut her loving another woman. Honey, tell me how you handle that. You must be a war with yourself a lot. Can't even sleep at the thought of that. He bless you and leave you the little one.
He give me everything I want, a new car every month.
Shoulder, it's
snapping, you're losing your confidence. You're crying, you're begging for another chance. Roll up hair in a nice G, putting pictures up on IG. Sweetest dollar for a better life. Shorty, tell me what you do with that. Lose a smile just to pay a bill. You're the pony on the chessboard. Shorty, tell me what you stand for. I see you be falling for anything. Lots of honeys be on speed dial. He looking at you as an option. Shorty, tell me what you're there for. Is it the money? Is it the fame? Or something else that you're down for? New rules coming every day. You can hang with your day ones. Living the life of a criminal. But you know that you love one. You ain't putting no emotion. You put your love on rotation. Got you spinning like a record. Switch up on it when you need love. Turn it down when you need love. All your words just a dollar sign. Or better yet, just a good time. Shorty, I can understand you. Other honeys wanna be you. They don't know what you go through. Shorty, tell me what you do it for. Cause I know it's a sad life.
He give me everything I want. A new car every month. I still live with the pool. A couple of hundreds, I'm good. He give me everything I need. New clothes for the winners. Home on the market. Blessed I can handle my bills. He give me everything I want. A new car every month. I still live with the pool. A couple of hundreds, I'm good. He give me everything I need. New clothes for the winners. Home on the market. Blessed I can handle my bills. No, really, I enjoy it. You went in for sin exactly how happy I've been. Ever since you came to me, yeah. If that's just everything I need, then I get it. I don't even need to try.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back. And we're back. When we're back. And we're back with the beautiful Tasha and her sidekick Hazel. Very silent.
We got Batman and Robin in the building. Anyway, Tasha, you seem to have a lot of things that have been bugging you off late.
Yeah, just one or two.
Why don't you let loose? You seem like the kind of person who does not hold back.
You know, like, I try my best to be as graceful as possible and not, like, call people out or anything. I'd rather express it through the music. But, like, there's one issue that's really been bugging me. I don't know if any of you follow Zim Celebs.
Uh-huh, Zim
on
Celebs.
On Instagram.
Okay.
funny thing is, they actually released my track without asking me,
without your permission,
without telling me. I don't even know who runs that account.
They didn't credit you?
They didn't credit me. Anytime I posted that I wanted my accreditation underneath, they delete the comments on YouTube, delete it wherever. Anything to do with me particularly shining or, you know,
looking,
flourishing,
looking good,
they're not trying to post that. Like,
but they put up your song.
But they put up my song. And whatever revenue they're generating from that, like, that's, I'm not doing music to have people listen to my shit for free. Like, this is my extra job. And, like, they just did that, and I don't know if that's okay. Yeah, I refuse to get, exactly. So it's another thing of if another female artist is posted or anything good is said about me underneath, anything affiliated with me, they're quick to delete it, quick to shut it down. I was the first artist for the iHip Hop Focus magazine, uh-huh, on the rise. Mm-hmm. I was the first person on the cover, and they did not acknowledge that at all. They acknowledged every other artist who was put on the res and just not me. Like, I don't know what the beef is. Like, if you could let me know, because I don't even know who runs that page.
Shingazwan is still in Yimkat. I don't know who this guy is, but yeah.
guys, it's not good. Let's all try and be partial. Like, people have roasted us here. Yeah? People have put us in diss songs, but when they release their albums, we push that stuff because it's for the culture.
Yeah, and also another thing of, like, I don't know if you noticed, I'm more of this on this girl supporting girls thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've heard me talk about it a couple of times. I hashtag it a lot because that's what I wanted to be. And like the same girls that I've been supporting and pushing and like making sure, like, you know, my people also hear their thing.
They don't write for you?
They don't post shit. I released my song with Natty O.
They don't post shit.
Nobody posted shit. None of the girls that I post on a regular, and you know those
even
girls.
Even Niall?
Niall posted for... No, Neil does. She does when she can.
No, she didn't.
What? For
she's
the Natty O song?
I didn't see her post none.
She posted for our song, I guess. Okay. I'm going to have to...
No, she's a girl. But yeah, we're going to put her on blast.
You're going to put her...
I don't know. She needs some of the sauce.
I'll forgive her for that. I don't know what it is. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like we all need to be in support of each other and not like just pretend or sing about it and like... Nobody is trying to. When people thought it was a joke,
yeah.
That's when they were, oh, Tasha, it's cute. Oh, she's rapping.
Yeah.
Oh, let's like that. Let's share that. And then now that is getting serious. I don't know how an artist who doesn't even do my genre of music can't support me.
That's harsh.
Like, we need to be.
Do better.
Yeah, we need to do better as women. Like, don't pretend to be. Smile in my
maybe
face.
Maybe they're jealous that you got a ghostwriter. Tell them to get their own.
What ghostwriter, nigga?
Tell them to get their own. Sing, Hazel is saying she's got a ghostwriter. Huh? She's a ghostwriter.
Oh, is that my ghostwriter?
they need a Hazel in their lives.
Everyone needs a Hazel.
Yeah.
Like, Hazel's bae. She's great.
You know what? Some words of advice. You're flourishing. You're going to meet up with haters. But don't let that pull you back. But I think I got stronger words for like platforms like Zim Celebs. If you're gonna look, I don't know. I haven't seen that. So I'm not really accusing you. I'm not jumping out any window. Shut up. Now you're making me lose my train of thought. If you got a platform like Zim Celebs or something that's supposed to promote a certain culture, I don't think it's good to use that platform as a means to like reduce a certain artist or to settle personal scores or whatnot. That is not cool. That will bite you in your ass sooner than you know. I mean, here at Keep It Real Fridays, like Celatine pointed out, we've had diss songs. You know what? Let me rephrase that. He's had diss songs written for him. We still push it because it's bigger than us. It's bigger than me and him. It's bigger than Keep It Real Fridays. It's about the culture. So if you're going to be using your platform to settle your own little personal scores, please just stop, step back, and just get a new perspective of why you're doing what you're doing. Let's not use these platforms to squash people or to reduce their careers. That's ridiculous. Tasha, keep doing what you're doing. You're always going to face haters. If there are no haters, it means you're doing something boring.
And that's Brian landing from the 9th floor, bah, breaking his leg on the ground floor, jumping out the window for Tasha. Round of applause. I was going to comment.
No, you redeemed yourself. You redeemed yourself.
Yeah,
I forgive
well
you.
Well done, Brian.
But well
it's
done.
It's got a broken leg, though.
Well
Zim
done, Celebs
has got like 50K. They're going to kill you.
They are going to eat you alive.
No, but I'm kidding.
And they're going to eat me alive, too. But like, I don't care.
I
but don't post my shit on YouTube and then not post the song on the page.
No, my guy, look. If it's true that's what they did, then yes, it stands. But if they're gonna attack me, I mean, I made it this far without knowing who the fuck they are, so I'm not scared, bro.
I don't wanna be collateral damage to things I don't know. I'm scared.
Call at me, bro.
But anyway, let's jump into a quick little break and we'll be back with the final segment. Tasha.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yeah, Carter. DJ Nair.
Your bad influence, man.
Yeah.
just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans. Put my lips on your lips, pumping your adrenaline. I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans. Look you in your eyes and I tell you that it's meant to be. I can tell you that it's meant to be, that it's destiny, and you were meant for me. I can tell you it's forever, but time will catch up eventually. This is it for the moment. Show me what you got, baby, dance for me. Everything VIP, you ain't even gotta pay the entrance fee. Only God could judge me. Turning love for you is my sentencing. If I die today and I call you from the heavens, would you answer me? Would you answer me? I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans. Put my lips on your lips, pumping your adrenaline. I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans. Look you in your eyes and I tell you that it's meant to be. So long, baby. Like a kurota, get was here passy, but kuru vandi wona. Shorty got a ass so fat, make your old body catch a boner. She got the love for she no sangoma. Digo wega, babe, vandi no wona. You're the only one I know ni gonna. Only one big fish in the sea, and I'm drowning in the water. Drowning in the water. Drowning in the water. I'm drowning in the water. The way you pop it, the way you lock it, the way you look into my eyes when you drop it. I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans. Put my lips on your lips, pumping your adrenaline. I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans. Look you in your eyes and I tell you that it's meant to be.
I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans.
In your denim jeans, in your denim jeans.
I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans.
In your denim jeans.
The girl I've been dating lately, she's such a fine lady. You would swear her and Beyonce were related. It's like Minnie, Damini, and Boichi had a baby. And Mother Teresa had to raise it. For killer with the fashion statement, say she that amazing. Wifey material, she ain't like these other girls that be changing colors like a million. She said you only get one me, so make it count, never take me for an idiot. I catch you cheating once and I'm gone and I'm so dead serious. She tattooed by a kitchen set before she brought Brazilian. Brazilian in the ways, the state of mind is nothing short of brilliant. I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans. Put my lips on your lips, pumping your adrenaline. I just wanna put my hands in the back pockets of your denim jeans. Look you in your eyes and I tell you that it's meant to be.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Okay, and we're back to the final segment of the show. What song were you about to sing though? You said
where them boys at? Ooh,
hint, hint.
Where them boys at? You know that song? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final and my favorite segment of the show, Smash, Marry, or Friend Zone. We're gonna give our lovely guest Tasha here a list of names.
Let's get it, let's get it.
Would you like males or females?
I would like a mixture.
Hey, okay, I think this is like the closest to Begotten Son's answer that we've gotten. You like a mixture?
I want a mixture of guys and gals.
So you would smash, marry, or friend zone a girl or a guy? Maybe you don't understand what this is about. Let's get it clear.
Let's just get to the question.
Are you one of those both, that... Do you swing both ways?
I feel like as a human being, you should just like what you like. And if you don't like what you don't like, you don't.
So what do you like? Girls or boys?
I like dogs and horses.
Oh, you're one of those creepy people.
Fuck off.
Okay, let me explain what it is about. We give you a list, and you choose.
No, but even as a girl, you can look at another girl and be like, "Oh, she's hot." You know, like you don't have to be. Gay to think another chick is that you'd smash another chick.
Let's. Okay. We're gonna be twisting the rules a little bit today. Let's all give her two lists then.
Give me two lists. How's that?
A list of guys and a list of girls.
Dope.
Is that fine?
Yes.
So, what we do is we're gonna give you like a list. No, no.
not sick. We're not going to give it at the same time. We're going to give it the guys and the girls. So what you're going to do is you choose whether you want to smash, marry, or friend zone.
Okay.
But you can only use each option once. We're going to give you three names.
Okay.
For the guys, and then three names for the girls.
All right.
The same rules applies for both lists.
All right, cool.
Seller time, over to you.
Okay, so we can start with the guys.
Ooh.
Okay, we've got Coco. We've got Kruger. And we've got Madiwa.
Okay. I'd friend zone Madiwa.
Because?
I'd...
Why?
Because he's married and he's old.
It's just hypothetical. Okay, he's old.
Yeah, he's old. He's old for me.
Okay.
I would smash Kruger.
Okay.
Huh?
He's got a good pin.
I like his lyrics. It's, okay. He sounds like he can do things.
He's married also. Anyway, let's go on.
Oh, jokes, I didn't know that. Jokes. My bad.
I'm just playing. I'd
marry Coco.
He's not married. Hazel,
I'd marry
relax.
Coco.
He's all right. Marry Coco. Why Coco?
Coco is gorgeous.
He's like a playboy.
He does, but he's not. He's a sweet
guy.
You
like bad boys.
You think I like bad boys? Nah.
So for the summary for the guys list, she would friend zone Modiwa because he's old and married. And
he's a Christian rapper and I sing about dicks.
That is very questionable. Anyway, and then she would smash Kruger because Hansi, my lyrics are Kruger sound like he can do things. You got a visa to allow more things than her heart, nigga. Anyway, and then you'd like to marry Coco Master.
Yeah.
Hansi, he's a sweet guy. Oh. Shkanasele looks like a player, but she disagreed. Now, for the female list. And do not put that obvious name, Celatine.
Celatine is not allowed to give the list. Yes.
Okay, Brian, you give the list.
Yeah, Celatine. And please give people who exist. Talk about people who exist.
People who exist.
Yes.
Okay.
Real people.
Okay. Now, you see, people are busy laughing at me right now. Like, what the hell? Like, I can't come up with three females. Really, nigga? Okay, okay.
I don't know anyone.
No, but she says she doesn't listen. This is a bit unfair, though.
Fine, so give it back to Celatine. Let him
cool,
have
it. Cool,
take it, but no, yeah.
Okay, now we got you. All right, anyway. But Tash, you need to leave us with more of your music.
I will.
So we can plug it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And a song with Hazel also, so that we can.
That's actually a work in progress.
Yeah. So that we can hear more about it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The girls we have. Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Loud and clear. Okay, so we've got Boom Baby, Amara Brown, and Niall Anka.
Okay, you said Amara, Boom Baby, and Niall.
Yeah.
Okay, I would marry Niall.
Why?
She's good wifey material.
She's got too much energy that way.
Huh?
I saw her performance doing splits.
I know, but you
jumping
know what's so
on the,
funny? Like
she's on the,
a totally
on the
different person
like,
on stage. Like in person, she's really... She's really calm. She's very composed. But I like that
she's
got that
like
fierce
she
in her on stage.
She needed a strap jacket as soon as she left that stage.
I saw that. I watched it after because I left early.
Yeah.
And I saw it after. And I'm like, well, damn,
so
girl.
Team Kunonoka in the afternoon. Okay, anyway, go on.
And then I would... smash...
Boom Baby, Amara.
That's so hard. They're both so hard.
Are they?
Yeah. I'll smash Boom Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually people smash people they don't really wanna connect with in life. But anyway.
What are you doing? You don't smash once. Sometimes you smash three or four times.
He's telling you what he does.
Yeah, just so, because you're like you lost you, as long as a Snapchat video does. Doesn't.
Oh, no, because when you keep when you keep smashing more than three times, no longer
thing
smashing.
Thing is, the girls you smash probably won't call you again because.
No. all I'm saying is when you keep
I
on,
heard about
when you keep on smashing like more than three times, it's no longer smashing. So that's a relationship.
Is that a relationship? Okay, yeah. And then I would I'd friend zone Amara.
Why?
She's got a baby. Yeah, Amara has a kid.
Yeah, she does, man.
Can't be smashing people's moms.
No, she's got a kid.
Yeah.
Not a, I don't know about
but Amara looks like she can do the things. She looks like she got it too.
So the summary for the female list is she would smash...
Boom baby.
Boom baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's hot. And then she would marry
Niall.
Niall, because she's calm.
She's a wifey material.
She's wifey material. She's calm in person, but a wild thing on stage.
Yes.
So probably,
she's like Beyonce.
Maybe, so maybe she's wild in the sack as well. And then, we're assuming. Yes, you don't do any evidence, you. And then you would, which one was the last one? Friendzone.
Yeah.
Friendzone, Amara Brown, because she's gifted with a child.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's like shaming. People were on my case when I was like, no, I wouldn't marry or do anything with a. Someone who has a kid already.
I also wouldn't date a guy who's got a kid. Like,
why?
It's not my fault.
Come on now.
My kids are a blessing, but come like, I don't put that burden on me. It's a little bit unfair.
The kid has his own mother. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, like, I don't mind seeing.
Let's conclude this and leave people's kids out of this, please. Thank you.
Yeah, let's. Oh, yeah, we don't want to be talking about people's kids. Amara, you got a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Before we go anywhere. Okay.
All right, just tell the people where they can find your music and follow you and check you out.
All right, so you could
and
follow
your phone
me.
Phone number, whatever.
My phone
or
number.
Forbes' number.
Yes. So okay. Sorry. You follow me on Instagram at Tashamiswa _.
Okay.
Twitter TashaXIX.
All right.
And YouTube Tasha Music, SoundCloud Tasha _. And you can find my music on every single streaming site, I guess. Spotify, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube, everything.
Sim Celebs page.
Sim Celebs page. I mean, like
everywhere.
But like, buy it. Preferably buy it.
All right.
My man B Dub, Brian Willis ZW on Insta and Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And then Cashbit Brian Willis on Facebook. The email is keepitrealfri@gmail.com. Keep the beautiful music coming, and it's astounding the number of you dumb. Okay, let me be politically correct here. No AUD tracks in our email, please. Can you have your tracks appropriately tagged? Thank you. Pretty much.
All right. They call me Mr. Tinofre at the bank at SELETINE on all social media platforms. Hashtag social architect in my bag, volume 1 on the way, mixed by Celotide. And this was Keep It Real Fridays with the beautiful Tasha and her sidekick and partner in crime, Hazel.
You know what
Hazel,
they say about
say
partner
some,
in crime?
Hazel, say some before.
And if
say
a girl says someone is a partner in crime, it means you know what I'm saying.
Those are not my words. Hazel, say some before we side out. 2 seconds.
Just say, hey, do a little curly note for them.
No, I can't. Just my voice is.
Oh, Lord.
She even wants me to sing. No, I'm not going to sing, but I do want to say hello to Chris.
Really?
Who's Chris?
Yes. Is he on there?
I don't know.
Ah, we're catching this live now.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celotide and Brian Willis.
bugging you, I take your place. We be shitting in your face. Pop it, lock it, that should make you pop it. Try to tell me no, but I know I never stop it. See that new Benz and I know I gotta cop it. You gon' flip it back, but you know we keep the profit. Profit, profit, I'ma get the dollars. I'ma go hard, I'ma body get the squalor. I'ma go hard, check the spell of Rasashana. Neo, what's happening? All these honeys talking, but I don't see cash come in. I think it's funny, I'ma laugh while I smash and win. I've been the bitch, you stay the best from the start to end.
Put up to the scene and we flex. Don't see no competition, we the best. King Kong, I be banging on my chest.
Santa Claus, fucking with cash coming for the throne. I'm a flipping dog. I'm an asshole cause it's beach shit. Then a run creek, then a deep peak. Make a beach reek on some fresh magazine. Y'all feel the itch. Now my body at temple, so I tell them, oh wow. Fly, fly like a peacock. Gag reflex with a deep thought. Success with a TikTok. Come shots where they sip on. Me, I'll be the best, bitch.
I do things that were never done. Dressing on this rose, they ain't taking this. Put up to the scene and we flex.
Capital 263.